If you haven't done so already, make sure to check out the list of 30 plus free and affordable tools I use to run my business. No asking for your email, no upsells, just pure value to help you and your business. You can get it at passionbreakthrough.com/tools. I have a question. Are you paying attention to the discomfort, to the lessons, to the things that seem like you are just distracting yourself and doing everything else but what you need to be doing? Maybe this episode of me chatting with you today is just gonna be the distraction for what I should be doing today. But I need to pay attention to what I feel called to be doing this specific moment, this specific time, what I feel like my creative brain is telling me versus what I need to be doing logically on the other flip side of the table, right? Because sometimes we get so caught up with I should be doing this, or that is important, or that was a priority, or I told myself that I'm gonna be doing that. Sometimes it's so easy to tell ourselves that there are so many things that we need to be doing, that it is like halfway through the month and yet we need to be somewhere else and farther along, or that we have so many things on our to-do list and we should not be enjoying and pausing and having conversations with other people like these, or just showing up anywhere else, right? Like, we should be hyper focusing until that to-do list is done. But if that's the case, then we get so caught up and so feeling overwhelmed, right? Like, we put so much pressure on ourselves, and that is not healthy either, right? So the thing that I want you to remember is that if you are paying attention to what really lights you up, what you really enjoy, what maybe in that specific moment you just need to pause and appreciate, like looking outside your window, right? Little things like that, that brings a little bit more enjoyment in your day, will open up some more creativity in the things that you do for life, for business, and those kinds of stuff, because it's moments that will help us to kind of start to see what can we do to really help bring us to feel like we are accomplishing all the things that we want to, and then some, right? Because that is what, at least for me, right? Like, it feels like I really get more enjoyment and I get more things accomplished the more that I give myself grace and permission to be like, okay, like for the next 5-10 minutes we're gonna do a quick podcast and then back to my to-do list. It is much, sometimes I need a nap, but sometimes I don't need a nap, I just need to take a moment and do this. This is more refreshing and more empowering for me to just let my thoughts flow, right? Like, what is your way to give yourself permission to take a pause and let that part of your being to just get out there and just really have your voice be heard, right? Because again, like, there's a lot to do as entrepreneurs, as just moms or busypreneurs, or as just corporate people, right? Like, there's so much that just the world is just screaming at us day in and day out. And so it's just really nice to not let all that noise to bear you down in our heads and the social expectations, right? Because again, like, we need to create some ability for ourselves, and that we need to have, not necessarily just ourselves, but also like give, by having yourself to be okay with imperfect, intentional actions that still moves the needle forward in your business, in your life, and that having support around you that allows you to do that, right? Like, by having like these kinds of conversations with you, much easier, because I could literally just hit record because my systems is in place now, right? Like, having you to make sure you're setting yourself up for success is important so that you can do more of the fun things, right? Like, let's make sure that you are making time for yourselves that way. Let's make sure that when you do want to have these kinds of conversations with your own people, with yourself, take a moment to journal, all these things that you tell yourself that you're gonna make time for more, that you're taking a step back and you're not just like beating yourself up over, because you're just like, well, I never have time for any of these, right? Because you can have more time. It's just a matter of choosing and then committing to making room for more of those that you actually want to focus on and brings you more joy, right? Like, in order for you to do that, you need to be more intentional. Maybe it's just 5-10 minutes here and there. Maybe it's setting up some automation. Maybe it's partnering with other people. Maybe it is just literally like double tasking, or just doing something that will feed your soul and your creativity at the same time, still moving some of the tasks forward, or co-working or something else like that. So think about that for yourself in terms of like, what is that for you in terms of, is there something that is going to really allow you to get more of that, kind of like recharging yourself, right? Like, as I'm telling you this, I forgot to charge my computer, so I'm like moving around my house as it's a little bit cold for me right now, and I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna try to record in a different part of my house and kind of get some moving around and get some flow going. And of course, I forgot to bring my charger, right? Like, as business owners, as human beings, we don't have a cord attached to us. We don't have a battery meter telling us like if we are running low of battery. So it is on us to know ourselves, to be like, okay, like, is this draining my battery? Am I being charged by plugging into these spaces? Is this going to help me to continue to overflow into other parts of my life, into other parts of my business, into other people's lives? Because that is what we want, right? Like, we want to make an impact. We want to create that ripple effect that will help us help more people and just really have that sense of we are part of something bigger than ourselves, right? Like, that we are here to enjoy every single moment and to also have a bigger impact. And I know for myself, it's just been so fun to be able to make an impact in like 160, 170 countries now, in terms of having my courses, having my just training and stuff like that be heard, and have entrepreneurs all over the world to have the opportunity to be able to help them to make a difference in their life, and also to just help them in their journey along the way, right? Like, what is your mission? Because sometimes that is empowering and recharging in its own, right? Like, knowing that we are making a difference, that we are here, and that other people are here with us in our journey, that we are not alone. Because sometimes yelling or just like making a conversation with yourself and just knowing that you are not just talking to yourself, with yourself, and other people are tuning in, and that they are also being inspired by you, empowered by you, and that there is somebody out there that is benefiting from all the amazing goodness that you are going out there. And also on the other side, right? Like, you need to also refresh and recharge yourself, knowing that you are supported, knowing that you are going to have somebody who has your back, that will help you with focus on your zone of genius, and also be able to complement the other things that you may or may not be able to leverage as part of your zone of genius. Because the more that we focus on our zone of genius, the more we lean in to enjoy what we do, the more that we are give ourselves permission, and we're okay to be like, okay, this is what I am gonna do for the next 5-10 minutes, and it makes me feel good about it, and I'm making an impact, and the things that I know that still needs to be done is being taken care of, whether with my systems, whether with somebody else helping me with that part of my business, whether that's in your life even. Those are really when we start to have that upward spiral in our business, in our life, right? Like, and I want that for more people. I want more people to experience that joy, every single day and being able to just have that squirrel moment that is not really a squirrel moment, because again, like, squirrel moments are where you feel distracted and you're just like, okay, like, I'm just chasing rainbows and butterflies because I'm avoiding a situation that feels like I'm stuck or overwhelmed, or it's just, it becomes an escape, right? Like, I want you to not be in that sense of I'm doing this because it's an escape. It is more enjoyment, because those are the two different things, right? Like, we want more people enjoying the things they're doing rather than escaping from not being able to do what they want to do, right? Like, I know that seems a little bit like the same side of the coin, but it's such a big difference. Okay, I want you to pay attention to the things that you're doing. Are you just escaping from reality? Maybe it's like catching yourself watch TV or going to the mall to look for something that will help you to get that dopamine hit, or scrolling on social media, liking someone else's post. And those are things that may not be moving the needle forward. That might be the squirrel syndrome, right? So I want you to think about the other way, in regards to how can you take those things that you may be being distracted with and use that moment to empower yourself. What can you do instead to plug in, to leverage that time, because we all have 24 hours in our day, to better position yourself so that you can actually enjoy more, so that you're building more sustainability, and that you can have that be something that you will be able to go out there and show the world and be proud of. And that builds more of your momentum going forward, that will then keep inspiring you to keep showing up, because it's not gonna be a one and done thing. Kind of like working out, right? Like, I like giving this analogy because it's so, so powerful. Sometimes we say that we want a six-pack abs. I know, like, who wouldn't want that, right? And so when you tell yourself that you want like a six-pack ab, and yet you do one rep, and even though you're consistent, you're just like doing one sit-up once a month, that's consistency, right? And you're just like telling yourself, okay, I'm being consistent. It's not doing any, and it's not working out. There's a difference between persisting through that mindset shift that it's working out for me, and doing the consistent work in a more frequent manner. Okay, like, I know that some people are just like, consistency is key, but consistency sometimes can lead to more conversations with ourselves where I am being consistent, but it's not working out. You have to also learn the persistency and learn how frequent you need to be consistent. Okay, so I'm throwing a lot of things at you here. I want you to learn consistency. I want you to learn persistency and the frequency. I want you to lean in to have more creativity for your brain, all that thing, because it's so much more enjoyable on the other side when you give yourself permission to just be you, to just show up, to have the system and all these things in place so that you can really elevate your business, your brand, your mission, all these things, right? Like, I want you to have that for yourself, for your life, and so that you can make a bigger impact. And it's so fun when you're doing that for yourself, and it kind of empowers you to kind of start building that momentum, right? Because again, like, we are here to make a bigger difference in other people's lives and not just kind of enable ourselves to be stuck in that escape mode, right? I want you to not be in that escape mode and to go into the empower mode. So I'm empowering you today to go out there and take a few moments, enjoy looking out the window, enjoy getting more creativity, enjoy just being present and giving yourself permission to be more intentional in how you leverage your time so you can focus on your zone of genius and be able to create an upward momentum for yourself and the world around you. That is all for me. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we will chat with you later. Bye.